Get it? Octavarius, so nefarious, eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic and get ready to sway.
Why do I need to sync it with Google?
Jewish
because then it can sync with
Jewish
email,
mischief managed.
And then
no,
phone
I stole
already,
that from LB.
Welcome everybody to the Octavarius podcast.
Hey,
this is episode 106 of the podcast.
Holy
shit.
106. Look at our dicks.
Feeling our sticks. Shaving with chicks.
Figure it would be something that rhymed with dicks, and I was not disappointed. Hey everyone, you know what, without any further ado, we're running just a little bit late, so let's start off at the far end of the room.
Fine.
And sound off.
It's Mark this time.
It's LP again.
It's Nick.
I'm Distelby.
This time.
It's Lauren.
It's Scott.
It's Tins.
It's Keith once more.
It's Aubrey.
Brian permanently.
And Cloud.
Hey, who the fuck is this Aubrey chick in a podcast?
What the?
Oh, that's new.
Whoa.
Aubrey is our special guest for this weekend's show, Mr. Biwo's Neighborhood.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Glad we had her in the podcast then.
What brings you here, Aubrey? What's your specialty that you're bringing to the table?
Well, I'm a dancer. I am a professional dancer. That's what I do.
Could you do a little bit for the podcast listeners?
Oh,
right
look
now?
At that. Look at her go.
Yeah.
Easy, Aubrey. Sit down.
Careful. We have ceilings.
I have a degree in this. You better watch out. And I'm choreographing this week, and I'm going to be on stage. And I might even talk on stage for the first time ever, which would be awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
Really excited. Thank you so much for being here.
It's very cool because we very, very rarely have guests in the show. Bless you, Keith.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks, everyone who came to the past couple of shows.
Yeah. Yes. And you know what? This show airing February 19th. I guess
yes, sir.
Today,
it's February 19th. That is exactly right, Tim.
That is the second to last show in our current comedy sports run. So before we take a couple month break, that's what we got for you. Two shows left. So if you're waiting out, if you're hanging on, thinking I don't know, this might be the show, but it's cold out and I saw ice
Fuck
a couple
you.
Days ago. So we appreciate your eventual effort to come and make the show.
Thanks, Abby.
And RJ.
And Alyssa, that's an hour and a half drive.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people I think come from the suburbs, and it's very nice to see people.
Laura,
traversing.
Rob,
Laura, Sean came last night. Thank you, Laura.
Yeah,
she's probably in the chat room.
Anyway, shit.
Oh, what'd you do this time?
Oh, boy.
Did Aubrey lose the mailbag?
Oh, boy. Well, somebody lost the mailbag, and it sure as heck wasn't me.
Well,
where's the Jew?
Mark has it.
Hey.
Lauren's right there.
Oh,
thank
I found
you.
It.
Mark, do you has?
I do has.
Oh, good.
Hold on.
God, you're an idiot. Can you pick that up? Are you hearing that?
Yeah, it just sounds irritating. I can't even see what it is from over there.
Just stop it. Just stop it and read it. Just stop and read what it is, please. No one's gonna come to this. Come on.
This letter comes to us from one Colonel Fred Rogers.
Wow.
Okay. He's dead.
That could be a death.
Well, I mean, it's dated like 1991, so.
Whatever, just read it.
You just saw it coming.
Just get through it.
Let us sing a long time again.
Hello, neighbors. That is Octavarius. Did you know I used to live right next door to you? So I'm not just calling you neighbors in the metaphoric sense that I used in my famous television show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
See, it's the same one.
Certainly.
He's not a colonel.
It's not true at all.
I love that.
Yes, I do know.
Certainly, you've heard of my television show. I hope that if you were children when it was around, it provided you with much love and support.
Paragraph break.
he wrote pause and look at Nick because he figured he'd say something there.
Well played.
But I have a couple of questions for you guys. As you know, unfortunately, I'm dead now. So we need...
Oh.
So, but many of the proud traditions of my show need to be carried on. How is that going to happen? Also, you guys like dancing as much as I do? What's up with that?
Good segue.
Sincerely, yeah. Fred Rogers.
Thank you, Colonel.
Thank you, Colonel.
Now,
thanks for taking the time.
This weekend, I'm doing Mr. Bewo's Neighborhood because I very much love the Mr. Rogers show and a lot of things that Mr. Rogers stood for. You know, a big part of it is being yourself and letting people celebrate themselves. But he also was all about... being honest. He would also let parents know that it's okay to get angry in front of your kids, he wanted to let them know that he felt that parents shouldn't be those parents that go and argue in the car, you know. He said that it is important to show your children that you do get upset sometimes. People get frustrated, and you need to show.
Will argue in a car.
Yeah,
I saw that on the Simpsons episode. That was a joke.
No, that's a thing. That's a thing.
People do that anytime.
Or they'll go to a room. They argue somewhere else.
Argue room.
And he would say it's important to show your children that you do get frustrated, you do get upset, but you can resolve it in a healthy manner.
By screaming at each other. Yeah. Just screaming relentlessly at one another about
this
how they're
lasagna!
And he also would help children, you know, overcome basic fears that some of them had. You know, things like being afraid of getting sucked down the drain. Were any of you guys ever afraid of getting
my
sucked down the drain?
Sure.
Yeah.
I
was
so
a kid.
Definitely
was.
So afraid of the hot tub drain.
I was scared of water.
I was afraid of birds. I still am. Petrified.
Makes sense.
I have a
does
friend.
Does anybody walk down the street with me? No.
My friend Marie.
Yeah,
not where birds came by.
Oh, me and downtown
right,
Chicago.
You know, Marie, my old roommate from college, she's also terrified of birds.
It's,
what is it? What is it with birds?
My grandmother, birds? So I would go to New York City with my grandma when I was like 2 years old. And, you know, she's my grandma. She couldn't like run after me when I would like go chase pigeons or whatever. And so she told me that pigeons were like dirty and diseased and they were going to poke my eyes out and they were going to eat my hair, and like she told me
it's about like a third crew.
Yeah, and so I've always just this fear of birds has kind of festered, and now people think it's funny to like put feathers in my bed or like give me bird gifts for Christmas. Yeah. And so I can't tell you how many ballets I've done where I've been a bird. I've been at least six different kinds of bird on stage. And they always include feathers, and I have to like I get panic attacks. I have to psych myself up just to get in a costume.
You have to get yourself over your own nightmares.
Yes, it's horrible.
It's like, do you ever do like Swan Lake?
No, but I was a swan once in Carnival of the Animals. My most recent role as a bird was Darzee the Taylor Bird in Jungle Book, and I had this like gargantuan like.
But you're not
thing.
A real bird.
Yeah.
No, so but I had feathers on me, and they're dirty and diseased, and like.
Well,
I don't think they. All right.
That's a stretch.
Like any.
This is the thought process that goes on.
Any clothing can be. Any clothing can be dirty and diseased
I know,
if you dip
I don't
it
even,
in dirt and disease.
I don't even like wearing my down jackets.
She didn't say that this. She didn't say this was a rational fear.
Exactly.
All right, fair enough.
So you grab a trauma.
I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm just trying.
A little bit.
Well, yeah. So Mr. Rogers was all about that, and he would also expose children to all different types of different activities. He brought Stomp into my life. I never saw Stomp before Mr. Rogers. Huh. I love that episode. I also first learned about breakdancing on Mr. Rogers.
Wow. I saw that video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he also throughout his show, it was live scored by a jazz trio, mostly through the piano of Johnny Costa, and Mr. Rogers was a music major in college, and so I thought for this show it would be so fun to have live piano scoring us the entire show.
Is it also true he was a sniper in Nam? That's
no, that is not true. It's fun to believe. It's fun to believe, but it's not true.
He was a minister, wasn't he?
He was. So he went. He went to school to be a minister, but then he also ended up getting his master's in music. And then he went into children's television in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And
and then he fought Manute Bol on Celebrity Boxing.
Rogers. Yes, and he fought Manute Bol in Celebrity Boxing.
What? Is that real?
No.
Because I remember.
Just like just like him being a sniper. It's just as real as that.
Why did the rumor of the sniper get started?
I don't remember. I remember someone told me on the playground or something.
Like, can we make it true in retrospect? Because that would be awesome.
I thought that's a common misconception. Though, right?
It is a common misconception. A lot of people say that he wore those cardigans to hide his sniper tattoos that he had.
Oh my gosh.
It's not true. It's not true.
If you were a military sniper, you probably wouldn't want anybody to know, and you'd tell everybody you were a minister in college.
When I type in Mr. Rogers in Google, the second thing that comes up is Mr. Rogers sniper.
Yes. Wow. It's a super fun story to believe, and you know,
it's quite the juxtaposition.
The truth is that he wasn't, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, he's
really
supposed
fight
to
him.
Have 150 kills in the Vietnam War.
Yes.
150?
Yep.
Shit.
Yeah. You can't even get that in Black Ops and Call of Duty. How did he do that?
Yeah.
I think the most amazing thing about him
that's
is,
what we should be offended about.
Is he really was just completely open and honest and was genuinely curious about the people he met.
And then shot.
All 51.
Did all of you guys grow up with Mr. Rogers, or am I like
I saw some of it. What's the deal? Isn't there like a puppet kingdom?
Yeah.
The land of make-believe.
Oh, yeah.
The land of make-believe.
It was the best part in my.
What's the deal?
Take the train in the land of make-believe. The trolley.
The trolley.
I was only interested in the trolley. I wasn't interested in the land the trolley went to or the house
you
lived
know,
in.
I'm actually.
But I love that trolley.
Well,
I
had that
right
song
along
with
yeah.
music. I
recall that it was mostly the land of make believe, the show. But maybe that's just only times that I was watching.
That would be
was
about
50%?
It would be like the final 40% of the show. Because what it would do is he would work on the theme of the show and show you it in real life, and then they'd go to the land of make-believe where they would expound upon that theme and make it, show it in a different light so that children might absorb it in that way, too.
Terrifying puppets.
My girlfriend has a horrible fear of puppets. And it
yeah,
is
we do
because
a
of.
Podcast.
Well,
it.
Robin's grandmother always used to tell her they were diseased.
She actually, but the cause is from the puppets from the land of make believe. Those
well,
were the
they
ones
weren't very
she,
creepy. They
the
were
initial
very,
ones
they
she
weren't
hated.
Very mobile like Muppets. They were just kind of stationary.
Yeah, yeah. These real, here. Real big smiles. Like
it was
and Mr. Rogers did the voices for most of them.
Yeah, I was about to ask.
He did. It was King Friday. Prince Tuesday, Daniel Tiger, Lady Elaine.
Daniel Tiger
lived in a clock. There is Ox the Owl.
Nothing.
That's just confusing for
that's
children.
That's hilarious.
There is, I'm trying to think of the other characters. He didn't do all of the voices, but he did most of them. And then they had their human friends, Lady Aberlin. Are you looking at the names?
Yes, I see King Friday, who's... His full name apparently is King Friday the 13th.
Yes, yes,
which is awful.
Yes. Wow. Well, there's a little. It's a little wink to the adults, you know. It's you know.
Queen Sarah Saturday, mm-hmm. Prince Tuesday, X the Owl.
Oh, X. Sorry,
apparently.
Not
X.
Sorry.
Henrietta Pussycat, Lady Elaine Fairchild, Daniel Tiger, whose middle name was Striped.
Lazy.
Cornflake Corny S. Especially, I see what he did there. Especially, he's probably really corny a
yep.
lot of the time.
He is.
Grandpere Tiger, the Platypus Family, Harriet Elizabeth Cow, Edgar Cook, H.J. Elephant III, Betty Okanak Templeton Jones, Old Goat, New Goat.
Now, you made that laugh.
No, I swear to God.
Two that's something
goats.
That we would
yeah,
call.
Old Goat. Let's make
this
show
old
show,
goat.
Guys.
Donkey Hodi, I also see what he did there.
What would the Octavarius children's show be like?
Oh my god.
Didn't we do a children's show?
Yeah, we did.
But if like, I recall, it was horribly morbid.
No, but I mean, like, if we had an actual, if, like, Nick Jr.'s like, yo, you got a show.
Yo, dude.
You
gotta
make up some characters.
We saw your totally offensive stereotypes of races last week.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably, like, thrown together with a bunch of weird animal people talking.
Well, I imagine it's Yo Gabba Gabba style.
I was going to say Yo Gabba Gabba.
I would love to make a style like that.
If I was going
to
do anything, I would like a segment on children's shows where I would teach them just how to interact with people, like how to introduce themselves. Like, hello, how are you? And like do a fun music thing. And that would be like my deal, just silly ways to interact with people.
Yeah, kids don't learn that in school.
I would want a segment. I would want a segment where I teach them to like subversively get back at bullies.
Could I?
I used that so much
growing up.
Why, Lauren?
Because I got picked on all the time, and I didn't have any brothers or sisters.
Why
to
were
show
you
me
picked
how.
On?
She was a preemie. Is that four? Were there four of those?
I know I had.
I had one.
I was in there. Yeah. There's at least three.
We found a picture of Mr. Rogers flicking off the camera.
Holy shit, that is probably Photoshopped.
I disagree.
Well, can you post it to our chat?
I sure did.
It's the internet, B-Wo. The internet's real.
The internet is real, Brian.
The internet is not Photoshopped.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely not Photoshopped at all. So real.
It's totally real.
I wish it was like a left hand or something.
You know what I would do?
What would you do, Nick?
If I was on this, we're talking about this children's programming thing,
yeah.
I would say my class would be, in recess, you are the king. All you got to do is stand on top of the playground, like get on top of the roof structure of the new playground thing.
Yeah.
It's incredibly
dangerous.
Yeah. Is this one episode of the whole series?
Whole series. And then it's how you just yell things at people to make fun of you. But they can't get you. You're 30 feet in the air. You're the king.
You're 30 what? Feet in the air?
Well, to a kid, 30 feet is really 12 feet.
How would you frame that?
How would I frame that? Big camera.
Big camera.
That's not how things work.
Helicopter shot.
What do you mean frame it? Like,
like for television. Like for the shot.
Oh no! That you just well, it's simple.
Big camera,
hand cam, big hand
camera.
Cam.
You just say. I think there's a way to make this work. I think if Makula, it's like we just put you as a bad character. That's King Makula who rules the playground on top of the on top of the playground equipment, and it sort of can work with Mark's subversive bullying techniques.
Yeah,
and that.
Well, it seems like a third of the children's show with this group is getting back at bullies.
We'd have different segments. I'd do Tins's better beat of the day.
Yes.
Oh, how would you do that?
I would just, it would be exactly like Biz's beat of the day, but a little bit better.
How does that work?
Hey, kids, all gather round. It's Tins's better beat of the day. Let me show you some sounds.
Barely got all those beats in.
But I got them in.
You did.
So, whereas Biz would go, all right, kids, follow me.
Lame.
I'd make it a little bit better. I'd say, hey, kids, check out this better beat.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's so much more real.
It's better.
Now you try, dudes.
Yeah, Jason Raymer, I would put on as a beatboxer for something any day.
He's well, so Jason Raymer could do Jason's way better beat of the day.
Yeah.
Dude, we could feature so many of our friends on this kid show.
That would be the idea.
Get everyone famous.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Makula?
I also have another segment I could do called Building the Ultimate Snow Fort.
What does that consist of?
Oh, good question, Cloud. What it involves is when they say, everyone come back from recess, you hide in the forest.
Wait, what is this recess thing that's coming out? Is this like a break in the TV show?
Intermission?
Well, yes.
I think he was just describing recess like at school.
You know, I'm pulling from life, being honest, like Mr. Rogers.
When did your guys' recess end?
Children's programming, when our parents were children.
Fourth grade.
Children's programming when our parents were children would have a lunch block of programming.
It was local to each city. They would have local lunch programming for children because many children would go home for lunch. Yeah. And like WGN would have Ray Rayner, who would host some cartoons in the afternoon. And I'm trying to think of Ray other Rayner states that did away. Different things.
Okay.
Right?
What? Vietnam.
Oh, no.
And so there were a lot of different things like that. When we were kids, Fox 32 had Rich Coase in the Coase Zone.
Yep.
But that would start at about 3 p.m., so it was like right after school. But Nick, your program would be a lunch block?
That's right, on Fridays, the fun day.
Wait, go on with the snow.
Thank you, Cloud. Good question.
Is it real snow or fake snow?
That wasn't a question.
Thanks, Mark. Good idea.
Welcome.
All right, so what you got to do is that you just explain how to make the ultimate fort. Because what would happen is, like, the teachers would be like, come back in from recess, but you and your guys, you hide in the forest. Or the dam.
Or the forest? Okay. You're by
Are
a
you
school by a forest?
We had like a small little like patchy area. Yeah, with the little swamp thing.
And trees.
Trees.
That's pretty essential.
Yeah. So we'd hide in there. And then we'd come back and we'd just make this epic fort where you just roll snowballs until they got like twice as big as you.
Or you got kidnapped by the hobo in the woods.
No, yeah. Man. We're making a fort. We're making snowheads.
So what happens when the teachers realize five kids are missing?
You get a note and you get your mom yelling at you.
More important.
Sounds like something that's happening.
What happens?
Millions of dollars producing a TV show to do.
Sometimes you gotta break a couple eggs to make a good show.
What?
Yeah. I've heard that one. Also, great subversive bully tip.
Yeah.
Go elsewhere on the playground, find where there's ice, then cover that ice in a little bit of snow. Your snowballs are way more effective.
Good question,
Whoa.
Mark.
Or
Jesus Christ.
Or
Mark.
Better one. Dig like a pretty deep hole and then lightly cover that hole with snow.
Did they break their ankle?
No, they just fall in and hurt themselves.
I totally did that.
Even better, when your buddy drives to work while he's at work, you take his car and you pour like a couple pounds of sugar on the car and wait for it to rain.
And then you go to his house and seduce his wife.
Even better, you. Right before you do that, you fill his car with as much ketchup as you can find instead of gasoline, because that will hurt his car.
And then you go seduce his wife again and wait for it to rain.
Yeah.
Even better, you set up a bear trap, cover the top of it on the hole with branches, and then just run him over with a monster truck.
That sounds like Claude's golf tips.
Yeah, that's a Claude's golf tips right there.
Gets distracted by the bear trap. Pull out the bear trap.
Was everybody bullied when they were kids?
Yeah, I had a horrible I had a horrible time. Why do you think I am the way I am?
I don't...
Drugs?
What, who
Says Mark, best friend.
There's no one else.
The only drugs he does is like creatine.
Yeah.
I guess there you go. But
do but some creatine.
What was your struggle, Nick?
Well, he's a weird kid. Look at him. I mean, he's a bully's wet dream. He's hyperactive. He's kind of short and, you know, weird looking.
He's right next to you.
Hey, listen.
He's Chicago's best actor.
I know. He turned out pretty good, but...
To be fair...
How thick were your glasses? Just
they were Harry Carey glasses. I had two teeth going in sideways.
McCool has told me several stories where he is just sent home for being like a hyperactive freak, where he would just run around just like just screaming, flailing. I'm Bird now. Or, is this true or false?
This is true. Argument? Okay. None.
Terrified Aubrey.
I know.
I'm the Bird now. I attack you.
Ah!
I'm full of diseases and dirt.
Sorry to get your pulse up there, Aubrey. We apologize.
Sorry. There's no birds in here.
So, what were you bullied, Aubrey?
No, not really. I was just kind of that weird art kid that, like, went to school and then, like, didn't talk to anyone. I went to Catholic school, so I had nuns for 13
Me too.
Years. I was a little bit petrified of everyone and would, like, literally, as soon as 2:30 hit, run to ballet. Like, I couldn't get out of school soon enough just because I was afraid of getting in trouble.
So
girls have a different bullying system.
It's
more psychological.
I did get online bullied once. Oh my god.
Uh-oh.
Remember live journals?
Yeah.
What were they
called?
Zynga.
Zynga.
Yes.
Zynga. Zynga.
I will never forget
Zynga. Did anyone have a free open diary?
No.
What
the hell is that?
It was like also going on just before Zynga.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was like one of the real primary ones of those. Just writing things.
Yeah, it was not good. I had, you know, my family ran the studio and the company that I danced for growing up, so I was like targeted a little bit. And these girls were so mean to me. I remember one time I got cast lead, of course, and, you know, everybody's up in a tizzy. And I will never forget.
What age is this? How old are you?
I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay. So it's a little
late. So you're old enough for them to be like
mean
Heathers.
Girls.
They were mean girls. Some girl, she said, I will open her fat mouth and shove cupcakes down it with my fist. That's what she wrote about me.
What?
And I didn't even know this girl. This is like a friend of a friend of a friend. And like,
what the
yes,
hell?
They were so mean. They wrote the
well,
mean.
Well, I mean,
just beat the shit out of you.
That's free cupcakes, though. We're not looking at this right.
It'll happen,
know,
you know,
I
over
kind
of course
happy.
Of a year until you kill someone.
If they were vanilla, I would have been okay with it.
See, girls, like, can beat the shit out of each other, so they, like, stab with the words.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, sneaky fucking ways. Yeah,
they would, like,
dirty,
sneak onto my
shit.
AIM and, like, crack my password, because it was, like, Ballet 101 or something. And, like,
I would never
Dancer 08 or something
I'm in.
Like that.
I'm in the net.
They would, like,
you guys see
my
that movie Hackers?
It's like, mean, sneaky mean like that. That's...
Oh yeah, and they tried to get you like say mean shit about the other one.
Or
they
would
really
like
beyond,
they
yeah.
would copy paste conversations
yeah. Oh, yeah.
of AIM together and like send them to certain boys.
Oh,
and be
yeah.
like,
no.
Well, look what she said
she
about
said.
You, and it wasn't even what I said. It was another
oh,
person.
I remember
and
when
they
you
were
surprised though.
And then the three-way
yeah.
call that you didn't know the other person
oh,
was
yes,
on.
Yes, yes, yeah. Oh my god,
no, but
real.
Don't you think she's a bitch? No, come on. I mean, like, really? Okay,
really
yeah, I think
therapy.
She's a bitch.
No.
What?
Yeah.
I can't believe
you. Would,
you
so
you,
ladies would just coax
wait.
Other ladies?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That
yeah.
happened to you, Lauren?
Yes, yes all
yes.
the time.
Yeah,
what?
What?
Oh,
Lauren,
yeah.
But to be fair, Lauren, you thought a lot of people were bitches.
So. No.
Well, yeah, because they all that. Ripped on her for being a preemie.
Yeah, yeah. You shouldn't be in this grade, preemie.
Oh, no.
Go back to your womb.
God, you're making it relive exactly
go
what
back
happened
to your
to
womb.
God, I hope that's not what they said. How awful.
That's exactly.
Womb with a view! Womb with a view!
For a kid, this is stuff of nightmares, and they wouldn't get the reference.
Totally lost on that.
Oh. Yeah, I, you know, I was made fun of, but I never. I don't know, I never had like a. Did you guys ever have like one person?
Yeah,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had like
a short period of time.
Scott, yeah. Who did you have?
It was this kid. His name is Eric Page. Hello. And it was my freshman year of high school, and I was kind of having a hard time adjusting. It was a lot more kids, a lot of the very different than what I was used to. I went to Catholic school as well.
Yeah.
And he was
it
just.
It was a Catholic high school?
No, it was not a Catholic high school. It was a public,
oh, so
public
you,
high school.
So you went from Catholic
ooh.
To public.
Exactly.
That's
oh, man.
It's a rough transition.
That's
so. Like in gym class, he was in my gym class and in my lunch, and we'd eat in the cafeteria together. And like I was tall, I was like 6 feet tall, and this kid couldn't have been like 5'3". And he's this scrawny little thing. And I remember in gym, he would just take basketballs and just throw them at me, and like
what?
Throw them at my head, just
oh my God.
Anytime I wasn't looking. And I would just take it, and I'd look back, and I'm like, what was I doing? You know? Now I would just grab the thing. You know, even if I wasn't an adult, I'd just, what the fuck are you doing? What are you, retarded? What are you, throwing balls at me?
Yeah.
But it's like, you don't have the confidence back then.
I feel like now it's much easier to deal with that possibility because you can just use adult common sense.
Right.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
Seriously, what are you doing?
You moron?
More.
I was
go
totally
home, bullied. Where'd you get that ball? This
that,
ball's
that,
mine now.
Who's
giving
out free balls?
You, it, so
you spent money on this ball. Now it's mine. My kids are gonna play with it.
Someone got really pissed at me because I wasn't playing volleyball good enough in gym class.
Well,
like,
step up,
game,
you know?
Step it up.
Didn't you
know,
tell
exactly.
them you were a preemie though?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I used that as an excuse.
I know you
no,
did.
No, Melissa used it as an excuse.
Oh, that
she
bitch.
Said, no, she saved me. She got punched from me.
Wow.
What? You got a buddy? What? A buddy got
so,
punched for you?
Someone was going to punch you, and so they punched your friend instead?
Well, Melissa.
Did she dive
up
in the way of the punch?
Don't think on her. She's lower than who you. She's a preemie.
how real the fact that you're, it's brought up that you're a preemie.
Wait, did you never really say that?
You're the only person that ever brings this shit up.
Only.
Back to you.
Like, I would never have thought anything of it, but she says she's a preemie so often.
Like, if you're ever sick, Lauren, you know we all just say, oh, well, you know Lauren gets sick because she's preemie. Like,
yeah, she never encountered any of those diseases in the incubator. They must have stuffed her in.
I was in there for a couple days.
All right, let it go. It's over now. You're an adult.
Yeah, you're fine. You're basically normal.
Basically.
How early do you have to be born to be considered a preemie?
I don't know exactly. And I was like
just premature, right? It's not like any time it's premature. Okay. Technically, right?
Wait, that means
before it's ready.
That I means think you we're sure all.
Preemie is not a medical term; it's a slang for premature.
You know, there's like a certain where you're considered premature.
Yeah, when you're not.
Don't
like,
admit it, dude. Like we'd never know.
6 weeks early.
Yeah, like a month early sounds like where you can start calling people premature. Start calling them
dirty preemies.
Lauren, do you still sleep in an incubator?
Chickens?
Are you really Bubble Boy?
I mean, I assume it's like in third grade when you have ducks, or like little baby ducks, and you raise them in class. Like, I assume they just shove a bunch of babies in one of those things.
Yeah, you had ducks in your school?
That's
disgusting. Yeah, why'd you get ducks?
No, we got...
Oh my god, I have a story. Can I tell you this?
Aubrey!
Oh
yes!
Aubrey, you have a microphone in front of you. You don't need to yell at the listeners. They are already listening.
Is Laura Shaw okay?
Like, literally, I haven't thought about this in like 3 years, but I can't believe you just said that. Okay, so I used to live in Denver. I danced for a company out there, and as part-time work, I subbed at a Montessori school. And I had subbed in every single classroom. I loved this school. I was like, diehard, I love Montessori. And they call me into sub in this classroom I've never taught in before. And it was one of those like six, it was a 6 a.m. call. And I like literally got dressed, ran to school, blah, blah, blah. I go in and they're in the middle of like circle time and it's quiet time. And it's when the teacher is explaining like the new material for the day. And I literally walk in and I hear from the back of the room, cool, cool. Oh, they had like one of those like calling doves, and it just like it had its own area. It didn't even have a fucking cage. It just had an area, and I screamed, ran out the door.
Did you stare down the dove?
No. I saw the dove. I screamed and I ran and I said, "I am sorry." I like went to the principal. I was like, "I'm sorry, headmaster."
Aubrey, headmaster. This is a dove. This is a bird of peace.
Still killing. Not even thinking of killing.
It's a bird that represents purity.
It is disgusting, and it has beady eyes, and it has talons that can eat you, and you can die.
Talons eat a lot of people every year. You know how many people are eaten by talons yearly? There are hundreds.
She has a whole movie based on
literally 10 of people every year.
Nonetheless, so it has to be semi-real.
Oh yeah, we got another one. Eaten alive. It's even
look
worse.
Look at the talon bite marks.
He was eaten by talons. A whole flock of them.
Eagles?
Talons.
Talons.
Talons. I have a reoccurring nightmare of a crow that pecks me to death.
Really? Oh my god. This
is
not
what happened to Prometheus?
No, it happened. Yeah. It's the same nightmare. It started in college, and it's in this alleyway behind the pizza place in college that I used to go to in Pittsburgh. And I'm running down this dark alley at night, and it's pouring rain, and I slip on, like, oil, and this black crow is chasing me.
Sounds like Spider-Man.
Yeah. And then I wake up, and I'm, like, dancing. I'm, like, it's legit.
In my dreams, I go around into other people's dreams and spill oil on the ground.
Yeah, you were telling me about
that's
that.
A great... Keith, can you do that as a guest spot? Because that's a great subversive way to get back at bullies.
Yeah, that's great.
Mess up their dreams.
Feather extensions?
No.
Have you seen the movie Black Swan?
Because yeah, I loved Black Swan, actually.
You weren't freaked out by the birds, though.
No, because they it's not like that opening scene of, what's that movie? Batman, I think? Would the bats come out? And they fly at the screen?
That was Black Bat, I think.
Isn't there a part in Batman?
Yeah,
anyway, I remember there's like, running there's out a lot of theater them. During that. I remember
but that's
like,
but those aren't. Yeah. Wait, Aubrey, bats aren't
birds. I know,
birds,
but they fly too, and it's the later
birds?
Wings.
So bats qualify as birds.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah. Well, because the way their wings flap and hit the like
creatures.
Skin and.
Are okay? Do in your mind? Do flying squirrels count as birds?
A totally legit question.
It's not that much of a stretch in logic for bats.
They don't make a flapping
noise. No, I don't think I would be freaked out.
Because they glide and not flap?
If they came at me, like if they just flew at me, I would be freaked out.
Well, wouldn't anybody be freaked out about anything flying?
Not me, man. I'd be cool.
What if it was a turtle? It's a flying turtle.
That'd be pretty scary.
What about owls? Are you scared about owls?
Yes, they're birds. Oh. Are you kidding me?
Owls are like the worst. Oh
like,
my god.
They're like king birds.
Because they can like, turn their head all the way around and they have that nose.
They just lurch and look down on you.
They're disgusting. Like Harry Potter, there are certain, I love HP, but there are certain scenes of HP that I cannot watch. I like
You really don't associate HP with Harry Potter?
Cue the pack.
I hit points for me.
Yeah. Hit points. Totally hit points.
Hit points.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I feel like this is a great reoccurring idea. Is every once in a while we just have a guest on, and the first thing we do is ask them about their deepest fears.
You know what might help you get over your fears?
Deepest fears.
Oh God, what?
You know what might help you is something that Tins knows about. It's that Birds with Arms subreddit.
Oh, this will be great, Aubrey. I've got a website for you.
This might help you, because it's birds, but they don't have the dirty wings. They have human arms.
You know what?
Yeah, but do they have the beady eyes and the talons and the beaks?
Yeah, but it's hilarious.
See, all that stuff.
Photoshop.
Oh, my okay. God, it gives me anxiety.
Aubrey, this is what we're going to do.
So this
live,
is Reddit?
Live right here. I'm going to show you some pictures. This is reddit.com. This is the subreddit, Birds with
so
Arms.
Afraid.
So that's reddit.com/r/birds.
You can leave the room screaming anytime you want.
So I'm going to show you a picture. It's just birds. They have arms. I want to... here's my Birds with Arms subreddit.
I love how slow this is taking.
I'm just going to take... I clicked on a bad link.
I got lots more bird stories.
Okay, I'm going to find a good one. And this one looks great. This is called Scumbag Bro J Steals All Your Bird Seed.
Oh,
are you ready for this?
Oh my God.
Here, Aubrey, is your bird with arms.
That's disgusting.
Shout out to me. Let me
that's
see.
Just so right,
I'm gonna,
gross.
I'm going to pop it into the chat room on octavarius.com.
She has some sweet biceps there.
That's awesome.
Oh, this is a different one.
Oh, that's funny. It's terrifying.
I like that.
That one's probably most terrifying.
Ew, that's creepy.
This one. Yeah, this gun has a... Yeah, this bird has a gun.
Okay.
So wait, this is
I'm
a whole category?
Okay.
Birds with arms.
Yes, that's it. Okay, Aubrey, I'm going to show you another one. It's a little bit tamer, I think. A little bit sillier. Let me tell you the premise up front so you're prepared for it.
Okay.
It's a cockpit. There's a pilot and a co-pilot,
gotcha.
But the pilot and co-pilot's heads have been replaced with bird's heads.
Ew, that's so gross.
What is the title?
Ew.
You haven't even shown it to
her. I know, but I can see their eyes.
The title is, I've had it with these motherfucking birds on this motherfucking plane. Aubrey, here is your bird with arms.
Oh, Jesus!
This is sadistic. This is the sadistic. Show me this picture right away.
I'm gonna pop that into the chat room too.
It's a really funny picture.
So, are they pigeons though? Because they're gross.
Yes, they're pigeons.
They're just casually conversing. I can just see them.
This is like, you ever see those Mari episodes where they have the
ew, ew,
and then they just fucking throw them at them?
His feathers on the muscles.
Supposedly, that's like not a good way to deal with your fear.
A snake pit?
Okay.
I've got one final round for you, Aubrey.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can finally give you.
I sympathize so much having watching her.
If I can finally give you something that's going to be sillier than it is frightening. And here's the description. The title is, Who Do You Think You Are? And
like
the picture is an owl looking very unimpressed, but the owl has arms, of course. they're very muscular arms. Arms folded.
Don't do it.
So, Aubrey,
don't do it.
Here is your bird
no,
with
Aubrey,
arms.
Don't.
It's eyes. It's eyes. It's so
funny.
She's curling up on the couch.
That owl is
like
writhing in pain.
It's like Mr. Tia.
I can't watch this anymore. I'm going to have
my nightmare tonight from all this bird.
Aren't you glad you came?
Then you'll become the crow.
I'm really glad about my life choices right now.
Who do you think you are?
That has been Birds with Arms. Once again, that is reddit.com/r/birdswitharms. I highly recommend it. It's one of my favorites.
Unless you are afraid of birds.
Then I do not recommend it.
Or arms.
Or arms. Yeah, when I'm discriminating.
Some pretty big arms.
Have you guys seen the pictures of, like, the pets caught in the act? It'd be like a dog and cat snuggling on a couch, just, like, looking over.
Yeah.
Those are
really
funny.
This is
adorable.
Girl memes. No, like,
girl
memes are so cute.
They're so cute.
There's
cats in boxes.
Yeah, pretty much.
25 cats in boxes.
My buddy, Tony Malaza totally loves cats in boxes.
Oh, who doesn't
love
a good cat in
all
a box?
Things cats in the internet all day, every day.
Do you know of Maru?
Of who?
Maru.
Like Bats Maru, like Karopi, like Hello
Kitty. It's this famous Japanese cat that there's.
It's that cat that always fucks around with that box, right?
Yeah.
He gets into and out of boxes in a silly manner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what it is.
Oh yeah, I've seen.
Is this like the Buster Keaton of cats? Or
like... It's like the Buster Keaton of cats in boxes. Yeah.
And there's funny captions. It's fun.
Oh, you guys got to see that cat Cierto. It's the greatest.
Yeah, you saw it. Yes.
It's the greatest cat video out there.
Is that an easy way for listeners to find it? Just the word cat Cierto?
Yes, YouTube cat Cierto. It's a
shoot off of Nora, the piano playing cat.
And it's an orchestrated version of her song. And they set up all the themes that the cat's going to play first in like the first movement of the piece. And then they continue through the second. And the cat starts playing, and it plays along, and it makes musical sense, seemingly. And it's amazing.
It's pretty fun.
Just gotta watch it and listen to it.
I think we watched it as Founding Fathers? Or was that just in between takes?
Mm-hmm.
We watched it at a rehearsal we did. I remember because I watched it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check this out. Between rehearsal and podcast?
Yeah, I think it was just...
Cat Cierto.
Indeed.
It's great.
You know, one thing I loved also about Mr. Rogers.
Oh, that's right.
Is Mr. McFeely, Speedy Delivery,
the mailman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He
big
part. Oh, I thought you were gonna say more. I stopped talking for your good point.
I'm just saying. I remember that guy.
Well, yeah,
he was good. He was good, Brian. He's a good guy.
I feel like
and Mr. McFeely would always deliver those film strips for Picture, which would always show you know, like how something's made. Like I always loved how crayons were made.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember
the milk one? With that song? It's like
no,
milk. Over and over and over. That sticks out, like watching it get sucked from an udder to a bottle feeding a baby, with that repeating over and over. It's crazy.
He also had a great.
It sticks with me.
It sounds like a really similar interval to the Budweiser frogs.
Yeah.
He had an amazing video on the saxophone and how the saxophone was made. And it was, a saxophone would play along. It was like a jazz sax. It would be like, purp, 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 you know, along with whatever's going on. It would squeak it sometimes because it's certain moments of a piston, you know, pushing sheet brass, you know, would sound like a weird squeak. It was just so cool. And then you'd see the hot sheet brass come through and get molded.
Wow.
And then you see the man
so
carving
much.
It.
Yeah,
well, it was music and imagery, and it was showing how something was made. It was so cool.
Like, I watched Mr. Rogers, I just don't remember any of this.
Mm-hmm. I remember him tying his shoes and that taking forever.
Well, you try and tie your fucking shoes on TV, it'd take forever.
Dude, I did it with them, and I was done, like... Yeah,
bitch, please, bro.
Motherfucker, I tied my shoes the other day, and it was quick as fuck.
Dude, I ain't got nothing but preamie hands, and I be tying them shoes lickety split, baby. Lickety split, baby.
Maybe it's because I'm a preemie. I always finish early.
Mark, you son of a bitch.
Mark surges ahead.
Yeah, that was
man. Take that, bullies.
But I mean, like, didn't it? Because he like kind of would do his whole thing, and then he'd kind of come down, and he would slow down the end of the show, and he would like, right? Wasn't
all
it?
I think it was taking.
Yeah.
I think it
was. Like, was he putting on the shoes or taking off? I don't remember.
Put on, like, house shoes.
In the beginning, he would switch from dress shoes to sneakers.
That's what it was.
When he'd get home, he'd be wearing his suit, and he'd take off his suit jacket and his dress shoes, put on sneakers and a cardigan that was sewn for him by his mom, and he would just that was casual Fred, and it was just him hanging, talking to kids. And the weird thing is I looked up. I was like, you know, is it, you know, what's the deal with this dude? I was just so fascinated with him. And he really was like that all the time. He was just always pleasant. And even when he would get upset, because he'd get upset on the show, he'd show himself getting angry. And he, like, certain things wouldn't work out, and he'd just turn to the children and say, "Neighbors, have you ever been frustrated?" No. But it never really, like, resonated with a harshness or anger. He was just that open.
It's because of his sniper training.
Yeah, you have to.
When you see 150 men die at the end of your gun, you don't show your emotions.
You can handle a light going out on your show.
It's so
sniper's got talent.
He always credited, he said his grandpa just let him kind of do whatever and would just say, you know, and at the end of the day of hanging out with his grandpa, his grandpa would say, I'm glad you brought your genuine self today. I'm glad you were you. But he would never, his grandpa would let him, you know, like crawl on a, or like climb on a tree and stand on a branch and fall and hurt himself. Like, he would just let it happen and just say, like, you know,
why
hey,
did we fall, Fred?
This is what happens.
Nice.
Please be careful. But I know that, you know, now you have learned this.
Did he ever go by Fred on the show, or was he always Mr. Rogers?
He would, his friends would call him Fred, but young, you know, children might call him Mr. Rogers. It was whoever, you know, if he would say, I'm with my friend Aubrey, Aubrey would say, you know, hi, Fred. Good to see you. Thanks for stopping by today.
Mr. Rogers, bitch.
Little fool.
Colonel Rogers. People that felt more appropriate to call him Mr. Rogers might. But he encouraged people to call him Fred. There was one cool story I read about him where he met a young boy that was playing with a gun toy. And, you know, Mr. Rogers was anti-guns because of
the
sniping he did.
150 confirmed kills.
And the boy never spoke. He was not a speaker. Oh, we're passing the high five.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, we got
barely audible on the mics.
Yeah,
good. We don't wanna
But the boy was wasn't mute, but he just didn't really speak since his parents split up. And he was playing with a gun toy, and Mr. Rogers just went over to him and whispered in his ear, and said, "Do you have that gun to show that you're strong?" And the boy nodded, and he said, "Well, I want you to know that I think you're strong already."
And he shot.
I don't think
that's how he died, Ben.
Somebody robbed him.
Mr. Rogers, someone robbed him.
Didn't they return the stuff?
He got robbed. And then he got robbed, like held up on the street, I forget where. And you know, he didn't really do anything about it, but it was reported that he was robbed. And so it was a news story. The robbers heard about this on the news, mailed back the
Whoa.
Stuff that they robbed, and
Whoa.
Said, "We are sorry, Mr. Rogers."
That's wild.
That's crazy.
And that
they roughed him up.
Well, yeah.
Right. Meanwhile, he had to go get a
grab crab. Damn.
My favorite story, maybe we've talked about it, is when he got on the train and people recognized who he was, and people on the train started singing
It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
He wrote all the songs on the show. And he wrote the music for it, but then Johnny Costa, being the amazing jazz pianist that he was, would just add all these flourishes to it. And if you ever get to watch the Mr. Rogers episodes, I mean, just listen to the music. It is amazing. It is just amazing. And it was slightly subversive at the time for, like, just the crazy jazz, you know, improvisation that would be going on throughout this children's show. It was just live scoring.
Kids can't handle jazz.
Well, it was just very complex, and you think, like, what the hell, you know, why would you do this for children? But Mr. Rogers, being the music major that he was, he just really believed in having jazz piano and just delivering a cool example for children. And of course, Yo-Yo Ma went on there, as he did on Sesame Street. It was the way that I thought the cello was cool.
Did Lamb Chops play along?
Oh, man. So
was that, like, right before or after Miss Rogers? Because I linked the two together.
Oh, yeah. Same channel. I love that show. I didn't get it, but I loved the song.
Lamb Chops?
Lamb Chops.
It was, see, they did the song that never ends. That was perfect fodder for a grade schooler.
Yeah.
They did the song that never ends.
This goes on.
Oh, yeah.
Some people started singing it, and I know it won't.
Do you guys remember what your favorite joke was as a kid? Did you have one?
Shit.
Yeah.
Mine was racist, actually.
mine had a swear word in it.
Oh my goodness.
That's the same.
Do you remember your joke, Lauren?
Yeah, it was something like, I went to the library and I said shh, and
is the punchline shit?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you heard that one.
It's like in the library. Librarian said it. And I'm like, I don't know, somebody can buy it.
And then somehow you took a big shit.
We're in the middle of the library.
Pulled your pants down, you took a shit. And then you go, shit.
I have to take a shit.
I love that the joke isn't even that they're swearing, it's that they're being loud in the library.
Just tell me what was yours.
This is the earliest joke I remember. I still know this joke to this day. And I still like it. It's but I think it was presented to me. It's one of those classic. All right, a blank, a guy, and a Polish guy, or something. Mexican. What? And the third one was always be the race that you're trying to deprecate. So that's the. I think I remember it as Polak, or Polish person. So
I'd be
like,
more comfortable.
wait a minute. Why is this on me and Nick now?
All right, so stop poking me. Like, I don't know, like a Jewish guy, a Christian guy, and a Polish guy are on a skyscraper, and they're building.
Yikes.
And they're building the skyscraper.
Not good odds,
and every day they go to lunch. They're on the right on the edge of the building, just overlooking the entire city. And then the first guy opens up his lunch. They've been doing this for months now. And the Jewish guy opens up and is like, oh, God, ham sandwich. I can't believe my wife doesn't understand my beliefs. A ham sandwich. And she does this all the time. It's like, I swear to God, you know what? I swear, if I get another ham sandwich, I'm going to jump out this window right now. The second guy opens his eyes. You got it bad. I get the same thing every day. I got a tuna sandwich, and I hate tuna. My wife does this every time. If I get another tuna sandwich, I swear, I'm going to jump out this window. And the Polish guy
What did the Polish atheist get?
You! I can't even believe it. I didn't even get. I got a terrible sandwich. I got a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I hate. I can't even stand peanut butter. And so I'm gonna. If I get, you know what, guys, I'm true to my word. I get the same thing. I'm gonna jump out the window. And then so the next day rolls around, and they're all opening up their sandwiches. And
I pause you there? Why didn't they that night just go home and tell their wives they don't like those sandwiches?
Because then it wouldn't be a funny joke. And you didn't let me get to the fucking punchline.
All right, carry on. Unfreeze.
All right, so they're opening up their lunches, and they go, and then the Polish guy goes like, fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And of course, as a kid, I didn't say fucking. He jumps out the window, rolls and falls to his death. The Christian guy, he starts laughing. And the Jewish guy's like, what did you do? Why are you laughing? That guy was our friend. And the Christian guy goes, because he makes his own sandwiches.
All right, so I have to, because you told this joke, that was my favorite joke as well.
Really?
I used to do that all the time.
That's the first joke I ever remember.
Well, see, recently I've come up with this game that I play occasionally when I go out on some shows with the B-team tour, and it's the same type of joke. except it's called Gay Horse Jokes. And you just replace a classic joke like that, but you just add in a gay horse character.
Okay, so example?
So it's like, all right, so there's these three guys sitting up in a... And they're construction workers, and one of them is... one of them's Jewish, one of them's Christian, and one of them is a gay horse. And then the joke goes on exactly the same with the sandwiches.
But he's a gay horse, dude.
It's a gay horse.
No horse puns. Gay, just
gay,
to be gay
horse makes his own sandwiches.
Is the gay horse always...
Like, no, it always takes a shift.
Oh, really?
At some point, the horse just does something incredibly gay. And that's the end of the joke.
Like...
It's just that you say
so then the secondary,
gay horse
secondary,
then,
you know, the Christian guy opens up his bag. He's got the ham sandwich again, and then the gay horse opened up his bag and just starts sucking everyone's dicks.
Exactly, exactly that. That's all it is. It's great. It's a great car game. It's a tremendous car game. Yeah,
did you guys ever hear the? It was like, what did the ocean say to the shore?
What?
It didn't say anything. It just waved.
Well, Mark, you're a notorious pun user. So
that was actually from my grandpa, not my dad. Well, my grandpa on my mom's side.
It's a long line.
But that was the first one. I didn't even. I was thinking like, what was my favorite one? But when you said the first one you ever remembered, like, yeah, I have a memory of like hearing.
I know
that.
Pun ones like those fucking. I didn't think that was ever my favorite joke though. Yeah.
I remember all the time lunch line. What do scissors do? Cut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bitch.
That's not a joke. That's just an excuse.
And then they would come bitch up and move. Snapping turtle and snap your bra. They would do that.
Oh, no, I don't know what that was called.
Snapping turtle?
All the time.
Yeah.
What?
No, I remember that was done. I remember that.
I would go home with marks on my back crying.
Well, you were going to get that bra someday.
I had a nice bra, and they stretched it out every time.
Bastards.
Oh.
You're already insecure that your boobs aren't coming in straight.
Exactly.
Coming in straight? What is the matter up here?
I'm glad that my boobs are small. I'm happy with my small boobs.
I know, it doesn't.
I want my small boobs.
I know, we're
adults
now.
It doesn't affect my golf swing in the least.
God, I was really hoping that's where this is going.
Nice.
Just have faith, Tins. Have faith. I'm a fucking pro.
Well, that beautiful segue, B-Wo, must mean it's time for...
Cloud's Golf Tips.
Ezio.
Plant a positively charged magnet into your golf ball. Then, plant a negatively charged magnet onto a bird's butt. Make a small sign next to the hole that says, "Birds poop here." You figure out the rest.
This has been Cloud's Golf Tips.
When the Templars murdered my family.
That made less sense than McCool's rambling.
I can figure it out.
I couldn't follow.
All right.
I can figure it out. I got this.
No,
okay, so you wait for the bird to fly over.
Yeah.
You knock the ball towards the bird, but because of the attraction or lack of attraction,
because
of the magnetism,
it
would propel the ball opposite.
No.
The
they're opposing poles.
They
attract.
So the ball would kill the bird.
Yeah, go
further.
Flying at the bird and kill it.
Yeah, but then it would.
But the plan is, it's sometime in there, the bird is going to see the sign that says "birds poop here" and fly into the hole. Do they?
You guys, this is what she meant by "you figure it out." So you were working something different to everyone.
It's like
avant-garde.
I got to the golf course at like 8:30 and it was just littered with dead birds, and I knew you guys already tried it.
You
out.
Get the point.
Aubrey, do you prefer the sight of a dead bird as to a live one?
Oh, no. Dead birds. Well, because then they've been, like, laying there and they've had time to, like, decompose, and that's when the grossness really comes out. Like,
do you take?
I get anxiety even when I run over a
do
dead
you take
bird.
What about chickens?
They're disgusting.
But you have no qualms with
you
eating them.
Oh, I love eating them. Yeah.
Do you get satisfaction in knowing that they're dead?
You know,
not?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
It's like if someone were to serve you like a dove thigh. Would that be revenge for that time in Denver?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be really good. Yeah. Really.
Mark, that was a pretty dumb thing to say. You need wisdom.
You know what, LP? Mark does need some wisdom.
You're right. I could get it from Pop Chips. Pop Chips.
No.
Or you can get it from Nick Bakula's
Seven Words of Wisdom.
Hey, won't you be my neighbor, Charlie?
This has been Nick Bakula's
Seven Words of Wisdom.
Well done.
I should have known it. I hadn't heard from the man in like 40 minutes.
He takes that long thing.
He was crafting up perfect poetry.
Yes. Wisdom does not come easy.
You've come a long way, babe.
All right, folks, that is where we come to the end of our show. But as always, we've still got our shows on Sunday night. Not as always for long, because we've only got two more. This coming Sunday, the 19th, and then the Sunday after, the 26th, is going to be the last Sunday show of our current Comedy Sports run. That is the Comedy Sports Theater, 929 West Belmont in sunny Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a special guest. Aubrey's going to be with here with us this Sunday, so it's going to be a very special show.
John Sterk will be on the keys.
John Sterk will be playing.
Three gay horses are going to be there.
Judge Dredd.
Who knows?
It's going to be great. Oh,
yeah.
So that's the show. As far as this podcast, Aubrey, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
being
Aubrey,
a guest on the podcast.
Here.
It's been awesome.
Thanks for letting us terrify you.
I'm going to go have my reoccurring nightmare now. Thanks.
Great. You're welcome.
No problem. And with that, we gotta let you go. Until next time, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bill. Go run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.